live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Truro man who is awaiting trial for the murder of his wife has been charged with intimidating two witnesses. It's a Merseyside children, some as young as 8 years old, are driving quads illegally on public roads in Donegal. A local farmer is counting the cost after his entire flock of sheep perished in a fire in Lifford. And a local health campaigner has hit out at new figures which show the waiting time for a gynaecologist appointment at Letterkenny University Hospital is one of the highest in the country. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. But first in news, the Foreign Affairs Minister is to meet with the Northern Secretary this evening. Earlier, Simon Coveney spoke by phone with Britain's Brexit Secretary and expressed his concern at the lack of alternatives to the backstop proposed by the British government. In what is described as a friendly call, he told Stephen Barclay there needs to be legal certainty on the border issue. Meanwhile, the EU has dismissed Boris Johnson's demands to scrap the backstop, calling claims he made in a letter to Donald Tusk misleading and incorrect. A Truro man who is awaiting trial for the murder of his wife has been charged with intimidating two witnesses. A police witness told Omagh Magistrates Court she could connect Stephen McKinney to the offences but gave no details. Donald Kavanagh has more.
43-year-old Stephen McKinney, originally from Strabane, is charged with murdering his wife during a boat trip in County Fermanagh and is due to go on trial later this year. The family had been living in Convoy for a number of years at the time of Luna McKinney's death. The 35-year-old died after entering the water at Devonish Island on Lough Erne in April 2017. Her husband, now with an address at Castletown Square, Fintana in Tyrone, denies the charge. Stephen McKinney's bail conditions had been eased earlier this year to allow him visit his wife's grave on the anniversary of her death. He's been further charged in court this week with intimidating two witnesses, with Judge Bernie Kelly remanding the 43-year-old on bail until October 1st.
It's emerged that children, some as young as 8 years old, are driving quads illegally on public roads in Donegal. The issue is said to be particularly prevalent in Inishowen, with Gardaí confirming that they have attended a number of minor crashes in recent months. Gardaí have also been alerted to numerous instances of young people speeding and driving erratically on quads in both private and public areas. Sergeant Charlene Anderson says it's a serious issue and there's an onus on parents to know what their children are doing.
Over the last number of months, we have had incidents, particularly in the Inishowen area, where there has been a number of accidents involving young people driving quads. Parents may not be aware, like, they're buying these quads for birthday presents, for Christmas presents, and they are quite easy to come by. But what we would say is there is vehicle standard requirements when a quad is on the road. Just like your car, it has to have its brakes, lights, reflectors. You would also be required to wear your helmet. But also there's licenses and learner permits that are specific to quads. What we're finding is children, as young as I said, 8, 9 and 10, have access to these quads, have very little driver experience, none in some cases. They hop on the quad, they may have used it on the farm, they may have been permitted by their parents, but then they tend to take them out onto the road, and that's where the problems are. And I suppose we would have serious concerns in that respect. And parents do have obligations, and we would just ask them, you know, if their children are out and about, if they're on the farm, just be mindful of what they're doing. If they're going on the road, please do not permit them on the road unless they have a licence, unless they're insured, unless they've taxed.
Meanwhile, Gardaí and Lifford are continuing to appeal to anyone who may have been in the area on Sunday last prior to a fire at a farm shed in Drumboy to come forward. Approximately 140 sheep died as a result of the blaze. Gardaí say they have not ruled out the possibility of the fire being started deliberately. Sergeant Anderson says they are particularly keen to hear from anyone who was in Lifford between the hours of 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Sunday and may have dashcam footage.
Gardaí and fire services attend of the scene, but unfortunately the fire in the shed was found to be at an advanced stage, resulting in the sheep perishing. Gardaí in Lifford are now appealing for anyone who may have been in the Drumboy St Jude's Court area of Lifford between the hours of 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Sunday the 18th of August. In particular, Gardaí are seeking dash cam footage from any vehicles travelling on the main Lifford to Letterkenny Road which may have passed St Jude's Court, and anyone with any information in relation to the incident is asked to contact Lifford Gardaí Station on 07491 41000, or indeed Letterkenny Gardaí Station on 07491 67100. As I said, a full investigation into the matter has been launched and inquiries are currently ongoing.
Only 40% of fines handed out in Irish courts in 2017 and 2018 have been paid, according to figures released to News Talk under the Freedom of Information Act. However, the figures show a higher rate of compliance in Donegal, with a payment rate of 55%. Catherine Gaffney has more.
2017 saw 1,517 fines issued in Donegal, 909 of which were paid. That's a compliance rate of 60%, compared to 49% nationally. Last year, Donegal saw 1,475 fines issued, 750 of which were paid. That's a local compliance rate of 51%, substantially more than the national rate of 32%. Athlone solicitor John Keogh believes the low payment rate nationally is due to a new system introduced in 2016, which reduced the threat of jail for those who don't pay.
I'm a bit surprised by the levels of non-payment of the fines. I think that they should perhaps look at going back to the old system. For all the faults of the old system, it perhaps was a better system from the point of view of ensuring that the penalty was imposed.
Between 2017 and 2018, fines totalling almost €931,000 were issued across Donegal's seven courthouses, over half of them in Letterkenny. You can see a full breakdown of the Donegal figures on our website, highlandradio.com.
An Oireachtas committee has called for the National Broadband Plan to remain in public ownership. A review carried out by the Communications Committee concluded the existing plan is based on a flawed tendering process and ignored viable alternative options. Committee member Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley says motions passed at the committee today found the state is actually carrying almost all of the risk of the project. The state is investing €3 billion, while the private operator is investing €220 million. Deputy Stanley says that the government needs to reopen talks with the ESB.
The reason for this cap model, let's be fair about it, from Fine Gael and from the government, was that this cap model was going to deliver value for money and competition. It hasn't done either of those things. In the case of the ESB, you know, DSB, the figure of €1.5 billion, nor €2 billion, or €2.5 billion, never mind €3 billion, was never mentioned to DSB. And that's where we're at here today. So they need to re-engage with DSB on this matter.
Researchers in the UK say the cost of adding vitamin D to flour would be worth the savings in health. The study says fortifying bread would help fight low levels of the vitamin in people caused by a lack of sunshine. It comes after Donegal doctor Martin Coyne examined 10,000 test results from Letterkenny University Lab and found that 75% of samples had insufficient vitamin D levels. Dr. Coyne has blamed the severe lack of sunshine in the county for the low levels of vitamin D and high number of people suffering with osteoporosis. Professor Emma Frew, who was involved in this study in the UK, says it would be worth doing.
That would mean a reduction in terms of the number of new cases. And if we were to fortify wheat flour, then that would lead to a reduction in 20% of those cases. The costs associated with fortifying wheat flour would be more than offset by the cost savings associated with reducing the number of vitamin D deficient cases.
A local health campaigner has hit out at new figures which show the waiting time for a gynaecologist appointment at Letterkenny University Hospital is one of the highest in the country. Betty Holmes of Donegal Action for Cancer Care was reacting to confirmation yesterday that 1,783 women across the county are currently waiting for an appointment. In a statement to DACC, the hospital says that a process of recruiting a fifth obstetrician and gynaecologist is currently underway. Ms. Holmes says this response raises even more concern.
So we're asking the question, if there's four consultant obstetrician gynecologists at Letterkenny, how come the figures are so high? You know, there's a piece of the jigsaw missing, Catherine. Now, we also noticed that in the statement in 2018, the hospital commenced a dedicated postmenopausal bleeding clinic, and to date they have seen 164 women. You know, now we don't know what time in 2018 that the clinic was started. Yes, 164 women were welcome and we're delighted. We just need to keep the pressure on and get this sorted. We would have to ask the question, why has this not happened before the figures came into the public domain? You know, for us in DACC, we'll keep the pressure on. We'll keep a very tight eye on it. You know, it's comforting to know that action's been taken. But again, we would have serious concerns that a figure of 1,783 women, you know, was allowed to happen. And if you look at the figures that have been given, over there's 191 women waiting over 18 months. You know, that's not good enough.
Now, in terms of the timing of this publication of the figures yesterday, they come after the cervical check crisis. Is this all the more concerning that we in Donegal do have such a high figure?
Yes, for us in DACC, once we heard it, we thought on the back of the cervical check scandal, the number of women who are now waiting, and this news release came out yesterday, we are certain that women are sitting in a very difficult position today.
There are calls for public bodies to step in and save the Hartmann's Mill following another fire at this site. The historic landmark in Sion Mills has suffered considerable damage due to numerous arson attacks over the years. Investigations are continuing into the latest blaze, which broke out yesterday evening. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says the mill has great potential and those who can both protect it and utilise it need to take action.
Yes, sadly, yesterday evening, the new part of the mill was up on fire. It's where the boilers, I think, have been stored in previous years and other materials. And unfortunately, it was set alight yesterday evening, which required the immediate intervention of emergency services, including the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service and also the PSNA.
Unfortunately, the area, the site, has been subject to numerous arson attacks over the last number of years.
Yes, this has been ongoing, and I just look back, it was August last year, August the year before, and August the year before that, that there has been an issue on the site where there has been substantial and serious fires on the site. It is very surprising that someone hasn't been killed or seriously injured as a consequence of this. And yesterday, the PSNA and others were greatly alarmed by the level of fumes and smoke that was coming from this building. And there was a concern at a time that there was asbestos in this particular building. But I'm told since that, it's been ruled out that the previous owner of the mill spoke with the contractor and ruled out that there's asbestos on the site. This has gone beyond. I am calling for the Department of Communities and indeed the local council to intervene here.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with great back-to-school offers in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and Johnny Sexton was one of five players who sat out Ireland's warm weather training in Portugal today. It means Jack Carty could be in line for to start in the World Cup warm-up against England at Twickenham on Saturday. Robbie Henshaw, Keith Ayres and James Ryan also sat out today's session. Ireland's skills and Keegan coach Richie Murphy also give this update today on the fitness of Joey Carberry.
He's recovering well. He's well into his recovery programme. Talking to him, he feels good and confident. And, you know, he's exactly where the medics would expect him to be at this stage.
Moving on to soccer, and there's been widespread condemnation today of racial abuse online directed towards Manchester United star Paul Pogba. The French World Cup winner missed a penalty in United's 1-1 draw with Wolves at Molineux last night. In a statement, the club has said, "We'll work to identify the few involved in these incidents and take the strongest course of action available to us." Former Manchester United player and current England ladies coach Phil Neville, he feels it could be time for clubs and players to boycott social media. He says it's time for the game to come together.
I've lost total faith in whoever runs these social media departments. So I just wonder whether now as a football community, in terms of really sending a powerful message, is come off social media. 6 months. Let's come off social media. Let's see the effect that it has.
Elsewhere, the EA Sports Cup final between Derry City and Dundalk will be played at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. The home team draw was completed at FAI HQ in Abbottstown this morning. The final will take place on Saturday, September the 14th at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. Kickoff's at 8 o'clock. Dundalk, they booked their place in the final with a 6-1 semi-final win over Bowes last night at Oriel Park, while Derry, they defeated Waterford 4-2 after extra time in their semi-final 2 weeks ago. Dundalk's fixture against Shamrock Rovers on Friday, September the 13th will now be postponed and a new date will be announced in due course. And Finn Harps relegation rivals UCD, they're in the hunt for a new manager after the club and Colly O'Neill parted company last night. The Dublin students have endured a difficult period in the battle at the bottom with Harps. Harps have turned around an 8-point deficit to overtake UCD and move 6 points clear of the automatic drop place. The move comes just days after last Friday's 10-1 hammering at the hands of Bohemians. In the Ulster Senior League, the top clubs have avoided each other in the group phase of the upcoming competition. Letterkenny Rovers overcame Coghill Celtic 3-1 at Fun Park in late April to secure the prize and end a 6-season dominance by Coghill. The draw took place last night at a delegate meeting and puts Rovers in Group A with Fannet United and Finn Harps Reserves. In Group B, Bonagie United, Coghill Celtic and Derry City Reserves are grouped together. It's a busy night of action on the Championship cross-channel. Sheffield Wednesday could go top by beating Luton. Derby, they also have a chance of making it to the summit if they can win against Bristol City. Elsewhere, Middlesbrough, they take on Wigan. And Birmingham, they play Barnsley. Hull, they meet Blackburn. And there'll be a strong Donegal interest in the League 2 game played at Field Mill tonight, where Conrad Logan's Mansfield Town, they host Dale Gorman's Leighton Orient. And the Champions League, there's 3 qualifying playoff games down for decision tonight. Apoel Nicosia, they play Ajax. Cluj play Slavia Prague. And LASK, they play Club Bruges. On to boxing, and Kerry Gartman, James McCarron, has been appointed Vice President of the Ulster Boxing Council. The McCarron family is synonymous with Donegal boxing. James, who is the Secretary of the Donegal County Board, has represented Donegal along with his 3 brothers, sister and father are at many levels. James' appointment was confirmed at the recent UBC AGM in Belfast. Apart from James moving into the Vice President role, the rest of the board was returned. Fos Peter O'Donnell is also a member of the Ulster body. In Gaelic games, Meath hurling manager Nick Fitzgerald has announced he's stepping down from his role. The Waterford native steered the Royal County to their second Christy Ring success in 4 years in June. Fitzgerald said the travel and time commitments with his work were a key to his reason behind his decision to leave. In equestrian sport, the Irish dressage team have qualified for the Olympic Games for the first time ever. The final Irish rider, Judy Reynolds, on board Vancouver K, scored a new national Grand Prix record of 213.54 at the European Championships in Rotterdam today. It means the Irish team will take part in the event in the Tokyo Games next summer. And in hockey, Ireland have been beaten 5-0 by Germany in their final Pool B game at the Men's European Hockey Championships in Belgium. The 2 losses and a draw for Alexander's Cox's side so far. And in cricket, Australia's key player Steve Smith has been ruled out of the 3rd Ashes Test against England at Headingley this Thursday. Smith was concussed after being hit on the neck by a Jofra Archer bouncer last Saturday. Smith has scored 142, 144 and 92 in his 3 innings so far in the series. That's all your sport for the moment. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the West Donegal Council has hit out at the Transport Minister over his refusal to meet with Donegal County Council. Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach had requested a meeting with Minister Shane Ross to discuss funding for the resurfacing of the main Ranafast Road. In responding in a letter to Donegal County Council's Director of Roads, John McLaughlin, the Minister's office said the meeting was not feasible due to Minister Ross's diary commitments. Councillor McGill-Osbach says this shows the contempt he has for rural Ireland.
Because we had hoped for a meeting with the minister, and I've been asking for this meeting for a very, very long time, I had hoped that they would have made a special case for us, because It's a village that, I suppose, has been neglected for many years by government and successive governments, and that we would have been able to get a proper infrastructure into the village, which is basically a number of kilometres off a road that would be tarred once off, instead of now having to look towards the council and having to do this over a good number of years. And I believe this is not acceptable whatsoever. I will continue to push for this meeting, and I will challenge the Minister for Phelan to meet with the council to try to give what I believe is only a right, and that is proper funding to carry out much needed works.
From what you're saying and what you believe, what you're asking from the Transport Minister isn't an awful lot in terms of funding to get that road upgraded. But even if the Transport Minister agreed to meet with you, it doesn't give any cast iron guarantees that that funding would be forthcoming.
No, but we've seen in the past where other delegations from County Donegal had went to meet with the ministers and had secured some kind of funding. But here in the Glenties, they failed to meet us. I would hate to think that this was a political decision, and I wouldn't certainly rule it out, the failure of the minister to meet. But we have to try to push the minister to meet us to try to see if we can secure this funding.
The High Court has finished hearing an application from Ryanair for an order aimed at blocking this week's pilot strikes. A decision is expected tomorrow ahead of the planned walkout on Thursday and Friday. Stephen Murphy has the latest from the High Court.
Judge Dennis McDonald says he's acutely conscious that Ryanair passengers will be worried about their travel plans this weekend, but it'll be tomorrow before we know if the strikes by 180 pilots on Thursday and Friday are definitely going ahead. Ryanair has been trying to get an injunction, stopping members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, which is part of Forza, staging the industrial action. They claim Forza walked out of mediation talks last week, something the union says they were entirely justified in doing. Ryanair also say the pilots haven't made clear what sort of pay increases they want. The union insists they don't have to put a number on it to make it a genuine pay claim. And the airline says Forza isn't complying with the terms of an agreement reached between both sides last year. The union say this is a completely separate dispute. It's also described suggestions its ballot for strike action was unlawful as outrageous, false and misleading. The judge has now finished hearing arguments from both sides and will make his decision on whether to grant the injunction in the morning. Stephen Murphy at the High Court.
And finally, Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin is urging the government to urgently address back-to-school costs. His party, as part of a new Let's End Back-to-School Stress policy document, is proposing a back-to-school bonus of €140 per child to be paid to all families over the summer to help tackle the rising costs of new school terms. It's believed on average parents are spending around €950 sending their child to primary school and almost €1,400 at secondary school level. Senator McLaughlin says there is no such thing as free education.
Sinn Féin have also proposed a back-to-school bonus, which would be a double payment of child benefit at this time of year. It would be €140 to take some of that pressure off. And these are all costs of proposals that we will put to government. They've been promising they would address this issue every year, and they haven't done so. It really needs to be done. We do not have a free education system. We have a very tough and onerous pressure on parents. That's the reality.
Weather now dull today with the odd outbreak of patchy rain. It will generally be mostly dry with top temperatures of 15 to 17 degrees and light to moderate southwesterly breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a Tyrone man who is awaiting trial for the murder of his wife has been charged with intimidating two witnesses. A police witness told Omagh Magistrates Court she could connect 43-year-old Steve McKinney to offences but gave no details. It's emerged that children, some as young as 8 years old, are driving quads illegally on public roads in Donegal. The issue is said to be particularly prevalent in Inishowen, with Gardaí confirming that they have attended a number of minor crashes in recent months. Meanwhile, Gardaí and Lifford are continuing to appeal to anyone who may have been in the area on Sunday last prior to a fire at a farm shed in Drumboy to come forward. Approximately 140 sheep died as a result of the blaze. And a local health campaigner has hit out at new figures which show the waiting time for a gynaecologist appointment at Letterkenny University Hospital is one of the highest in the country. Betty Holmes of Donegal Action for Cancer Care was reacting to confirmation yesterday that 1,783 women across the county are currently waiting for an appointment. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 20th of August. The death has occurred of Isabel Grant, Upper Anna, Clonmany. Her remains will leave Buncrana Nursing Unit this evening at 7 o'clock, going to her late residence. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Willie Milligan, 2 Mount Sion, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon. And the death has taken place of Margaret Monaghan, née Gallagher, Tulnaree, Carndonagh, formerly of Mean Derry, Falcarra. Her remains are reposing at her home. House private, please, for family members on the morning of the funeral. Visiting until 8 o'clock tonight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Liam Collins, Funeral Director, or any family member.